Blog Talk Radio.
Consuming, eating, deleting, ruining,
trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. I'm fearless, I'm fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. It's like a military soldier, 10, 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Dang. To all the wisdom and knowledge seekers of the world. Savali. Patience. Yeah.
Free the land. Welcome to another edition of PGRNA Radio, where we aim to educate, inform, and motivate you to join our struggle to be the new African nation. I'm one of your hosts, Minister Bumani Secure. I will join with my fellow co-host, Minister Jawara Akin-Bekele. And we'd like to welcome to the show tonight, President Samad.
Free the land, comrade.
Free the land, comrade. How you doing tonight?
I'm pretty good, pretty good.
Okay, that's wonderful. We're going to get on into this, right? First, I would like to congratulate you for being the second Vice President of the Republic of Africa and also be the youngest person to hold that office for the Vietnam government existence, which is another fun fact that people don't know. We're going to get on into it. My first question is, what are some of your plans for this government, and how you envision certain things being carried out and executed while in your administration?
Well, first things first, this particular government has been tremendously attacked, so a lot of the things that were in place were kind of got what's the word I'm looking for? Destroyed, so to speak, or spread about some things not put together. So our main goal is to rebuild infrastructure initially and to make sure that the nation was operating basically the way that our ancestors, standing on the shoulders of our ancestors, putting back into place the organization that our ancestors put into place, the founding fathers and some of our ancestors that have passed put into place. So right now we're rebuilding infrastructure. And in terms of the plans moving forward, it's a lot. That's infinite. But right now we want to make sure that all of our citizens and our conscious citizens are in work, study, and training, and the folks that are the citizens that are interested in becoming a conscious citizen know that that is the process that we need at all conscious citizens to be going through so that we can easily implement whatever we need to put into place on a grassroots local level in all the different districts.
Okay. My next question is, based on a statement and question. I understand historically that we had a few traveling presidents. This is Baba Dr. Amar Ebadeli and Baba Bukala Muwendo. Do you envision yourself as a traveling president spreading propaganda and vision for Africa, or that's something that you're not interested in?
Well, that's something that I'm actually doing at presently. I'm a traveling president. You know, I travel as much as possible. So, you know, I'm looking forward to going to many places.
Okay. In your travel, where have you found your travels in regards to the citizen, the nation? Where have you found your travels that made you smile?
Well, you know, I was encouraged by some previous presidents to make sure that I traveled to really see what we have as a nation, what's going on in the different districts, what different conscious new African citizens have been building over the years. Because we have dealt with infiltration, a lot of brothers and sisters have, you know, been taking a step back, not necessarily in their work, but taking a step back in terms of in communication, specifically, you know, mainly trying to be security first, right? So I found in my travels that there's a lot of conscious new Africans that have been working and have been building institutions. So what we're aiming to do is to make sure that we pull all the pieces that we already have together. And if it's a model in one area and it's deemed to be effective and it works, let's implement it in another and another and another, you know. So that's the plan.
Okay. I understand that it was a face-to-face PCC meeting that occurred in Mega Epperville. Can you tell me about some of the things that some of the places you having to visit while you're in Mega Epperville and what the significance is to the revision of government?
Well, we visited Lumumba's grave. Chokwe Lumumba's grave, and we honored him, poured libation, honored him for the work that he was commissioned to do in Jackson, which that work continues to this day. We also visited Mega Evers' home, and his daughter was actually there, so that was like really, really that was special. That was really, really special because, you know, we call Jackson, we renamed Jackson Mega Epperville in honor of him, in honor of his sacrifice, and in honor of his family who, you know, fought for justice in his death for a long time. What else did we visit? Oh, we also visited the RNA 11 house. We also had Adisa Baba with us, and he actually gave us a tour visual of the actual story, the actual happenings that took place that day of the RNA 11. So that was really, really special. We had children there as well, so that was really, really a treat, and it was recorded. So we look forward to that story being told. Because we have a lot of many, many, many stories of our revolutionary heroes that need to be told because we need to honor that. We need to honor them, and we need to do the work to honor them, to continue the work and all of the honor, the sacrifice that they have put forth.
Okay. Sound very beautiful and significant. Especially in regards to the history and greater thing that you said out of all that, the youth was involved. So the legacy continues on, especially in mind of the youth. So they can see that they have various options to do things different than what their oppressor says, to do things different than what the system tells you to do. My next question is, what actually does it mean to be the president of the Provisional Republic? What actually does it mean to be the president? You know, and what are some of the difficulties you don't face in regard to being a president, and what some of the rewards you had reaped at being a president?
Well, the president. Well, first off, let me say our government is rooted in collective leadership, so the president is just really responsible for making sure that all the different ministries within the government are operating, the different aspects of the different ministries that we have are operating in the different districts that are active, and then assisting in any way possible to implement and create different programs, different institutions, different propaganda, all of those different things that are going to be effective, that are going to effectively bring attention to whatever it is that we have on the table. So I'm, you know, I'm just a catalyst. I would say I'm a catalyst, you know, because we have a lot of different, ministers and ministries of brothers and sisters that are already working. And I feel like it's my responsibility to make sure everything is working together. You know, everything is integrated and working together and it for us to catapult forward. So, you know, where everything is nice and nice, like a well-oiled machine. So that's the goal. That is the goal. And you said, what have I learned thus far? What were the other questions?
I said, what are some of the difficulties you don't face while being the president? And what are some of the benefits you don't face while being the president?
The difficulties, you know, is always his personalities. You know what I'm saying? That's to me, that's really the only challenge. So we all are transforming into becoming new Africans. You know what I mean? So just the different personalities and the different conditionings of the personalities. That's about it. But so far, so good. You know, one of the beautiful things about being president is you know, I get to pick and choose my own cabinet, right? So I was only going for what 100%ers, you know, those that would do the work, whether they was in, you know, that was the only thing I'm looking at was workers, you know. So we really not having no issue because we kind of pretty much on the same page, you know what I mean? So I give thanks for that. I give thanks
sure
for that.
Indeed.
And yes, so. So those are the difficulties, and then you said, "What are some of the what?"
So, some of the benefits.
That's the benefit. I get to work with workers, and of course, they workers that I feel have good discernment in their expertise. You know what I mean? So I trust them, and I trust. Their decisions that they make, you know what I mean? And then, of course, you know, working with the ministers, we do collective leadership, so each ministry does have the necessary support, you know what I mean? And feedback from folks that are, we are all aimed toward the same goal always, and we keep that in front of us. So that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. As you look at things, how important is it for every citizen to have a political education and be abreast? How important is it that?
Oh, that's the lifeline. That's the lifeline because it creates a synergy. You know, where everybody's on the same page when each citizen has one through African political education, it just puts us on a whole nother level. You know, things are crystal clear. So when things are brought to the table, we know that which is relevant to our goals and objectives, and then we know that which is not relevant. You know what I mean? When we go through that particular training, it also assists in our security process, you know, making sure that we defend ourselves and we create secure venues and secure communication, because everybody knows what our goals and objectives are, what our aims are, what our different projects are, where we're moving, and if anybody comes to the table that is not in alignment, it's easy to identify, you know. Yet, if that particular political education does not take place, things become very helter-skelter and off-key, off-balance, and off, way off the our role to implementing and finalizing and bringing into fruition our goals and objectives. So this is vital.
Yes, ma'am. You never lied about that. I understand that you also host a radio broadcast yourself. If a person wants to find your broadcast, I know the name of it. How can they go about finding your broadcast and learning more about your broadcast?
Well,
we
do like a New African kind of talk show, right, or a podcast, I could say, called New African Perspectives. You can type it in on YouTube. It should pop up. I know it's shared on the regular on the New African Independence Movement page on Facebook, but most definitely on YouTube. And then hopefully soon coming to be shared on our part of our media on our PGRNA website once we work all of those things out. But most definitely YouTube, just type in New African Perspective.
Okay. For the people who are listening, what actually is a New African Perspective? What does that actually mean?
Well, we literally talk about main events. We have a cadre corner where we go over different founding documents for the PGRNA and just different documents that conscious citizens have written over the years since the PGRNA's existence that we deem necessary for New African conscious citizens to dive into and read in their collectives, right, on their own and in their collectives. We also do a Black Power where we honor an elder or an ancestor or somebody that's living that has already done a lot of work within the New African Independence Movement or just the liberation movement in general. Even it can even be historical because we have covered like Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, other figures, right? We always do a main topic, right? Our main topic is usually something that's really, 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 really important for us to go over of being conscious citizens within the Republic of New Africa, things to look out for, things that, like one of the titles was, Are White Liberals Our Friends? You know what I mean? We also did a title on the sexism still, right, the sexism still exists in the New African Independence Movement. Like, you know, we just talk about real things that we come in contact with doing this work, you know, being on this journey.
True indeed.
Yes. But then, of course, like at the top of the show, we'll go over basic things that people need to go know about the Republic of New Africa, like our flag, why do we call ourselves New African, you know, basic things in general conversation at the beginning. So, you know, we make sure that we, and today we did a show, and of course, Adisa Bob was here, so we, in our Black Power style, it was the RNA 11, and then, of course, we interviewed him. So it's good. It's keeping it flowing. And then, we do that so people can see real conscious citizens with real personalities, you know. And we just talking about different topics that are important to us as New Africans from a New African perspective or world topics. And so people can get a clear understanding and comprehension of how New African, conscious New African citizens look at the topic. How do we view the topic? You know what I mean? Versus, you know, the rest of the world and what other media that does not belong to us. You know, we provide perspectives from us by us. You know.
Yes, ma'am. You know, it's always especially in regard to this particular war you face, propaganda, one of our strongest tools, especially in regard to good things, like you say, then in your perspective, so people can see from our angle and understand what we're actually talking about, so they can get the information in regard to if they want to be involved or not. At least they have the information presented to them. Is there any kind of events, yes, ma'am, is there any kind of events coming up in the near future that people can get involved with? And if so, how can they participate?
Yes, most definitely. We have our annual New African Nation Day coming up in March. I believe it's March 25th through the 27th in 2022 down in Birmingham. So I know a lot of propaganda about that will be surfacing really, really soon. But that is our annual celebration where we commemorate the of our nation. And we also, it's also a time for us to gather from all the different districts, New Africans from all over, to touch and agree, a time to come together and say, okay, boom, this is what's been going on, this is what's happening, and we come together, touch and agree, commune, and look forward to the work ahead, you know?
True, indeed. I know you mentioned that you are already traveling. Are you planning on traveling to any of the prisons to see any of the captured citizens or any of our New Avon POWs or New Avon political prisoners? Do you plan on making any of those trips? Or is it already in the making already?
It's already in the making. We just our comrades that we hadn't had the chance to visit him in a couple of years because of COVID, but we were able to go visit him. And then we have a couple of other comrades that have been behind the walls for a while that want us to, put together a Kwanzaa program for them, for them at a particular prison. So, definitely something that we've been doing and look forward to doing more of, And it's interesting, the process is that one must go through to make that happen. But, we're willing to do what we need to do.
Yeah, it's real interesting, especially in regards to, like you mentioned earlier, that we have been attacked as the government. We wasn't in a year in before we were already attacked as a government, just as a nation of people that identified New Africans, from the origin of 1619 over 1526. We have been attacked for decades, centuries, and even worse than what we actually won victories like the RNL-11. That was a victory. And what is the attack on New Belfast? That was a victory. That was a victory because we suffered no defeat, no loss. Those were victories. And the state doesn't respect those types of feats, especially when you talk about being independent from the system and establishing your own nation. All this and the aspect of being threatened. That's a beautiful thing. And then, especially going to the prison system, a lot of brothers and sisters are basically confined to the area, whatever, had no time, but to grow and develop. And some of our greatest theoreticians had developed in them. From Shana, Dr. Lou Bashir, Saint Shakir, the list goes on, that I'm developing an experience here, collective. There's a lot of people that don't prosper in regards to just having that time and space to develop, actually make these things significant to the people. Even the RNL-11 themselves, they was a great influence of brothers and sisters behind enemy lines to influence the people, to influence and be conscious citizens. That was a great time here, in regards to an example to influence people. A beautiful thing.
Exactly. It is a beautiful thing. We know how to make lemonade out of lemons. We take advantage of any situations that we put ourselves in, because, like you said, we got some of our strongest warriors behind the walls. Most definitely.
True indeed. that's always something great, you know, that to maintain that communication. And that's something that you're doing well, to maintain communication, especially with our brothers and our enemy lines. You to maintain communication with everybody, the elders and people that came before you, to learn from their example, learn from their mistakes. So you can take the best thing, the best out of everything, and turn this thing good and move forward. Be productive. It's always a beautiful thing, you know. It's always a beautiful
thing. It is. And I just feel so, it's such a privilege to know such amazing people and to be able to work with such amazing and gifted people that are 100% committed and focused on our goals and objectives. That's like a dream come true, at least mine, you know.
Yeah.
Because we know, what it looks like. You know what I mean? Know the struggle. The struggle is our minds. You know what I'm saying? So when you are able to work with brothers and sisters who are committed to self-development and committed to being the best version of themselves so we can build our nation, like, that is a special thing. You know what I mean?
True indeed. You know, that's a wonderful thing. You know, then another thing is that, well, you look at all the people that have been in the government, that have been in the president position over the year, that they have been older. And one of the things that you got on your side is youth, because you being the youngest person able to hold your position, you know, that is a beautiful thing. You know, so that means that you got a lot of years before you, and you can only get better and stronger in your convictions and your commitment, which is also always a good thing, you know. Always a good thing. Also, you can influence people that are younger to partake in things, because they see you as a living example.
Right. It was really, really strange, though. Like, what was that? Like, the end of last year, that was the first time, because we, I worked within the Ministry of Health and Society really, really heavily, right? And specifically with our thing, so they can become great, wonderful women for our nation, you know what I mean? Like, knowing thyself, you know, tapped in. And that was the first time somebody called me mama. I'm so used to folks calling me sister Si. Somebody called me mama Si. I was like, what?
Mama. Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
I was like, whoa. I've just reached that transitional decade. This next decade gonna be my transitional decade into, you know, being older.
Okay. I feel you on that, you know. I definitely feel you on that. You know, my next question is, in regard to the next election, are you planning on running again? Is that your vision of running for president again?
You know, I don't.
Are you having? Are you ever thought about it?
I've thought about it. I don't know really what the next. I'm really working in the present. You understand what I'm saying? Yet what we have going on, it will probably, you know, need the next, you know what I'm saying, to really, really get rolling. Yet, you know, I'm just working in the present right now, because I don't know what's going to take place in 2 years from now. You know, it might be another necessary move that needs to be made, more than me being president. I'm willing to do whatever it takes for our liberation. So it might be me. It might be something else that's more necessary. I did this out of necessity. You know, because in my mind, I was going to do this when I was 50-something. But I did it out of necessity. You know what I mean? So it depends on what the necessity is then.
Okay.
You know?
I just want to thank you for coming to this podcast, so you guys will understand. I want to thank you for the work you're doing in the past, the work you're doing in the present, the work you're doing in the future. But right now, I'm going to pass it on to Mr. Akiva Daly so you can ask some questions as well.
Okay.
Relax.
I will.
Realignment. Your line is open. Any questions? You want to ask a statement? What you want to do?
Freelance. How you all doing?
I am.
Minister Bomani, for the opportunity to have a conversation with my sister, my comrade. How are you doing, sister?
I'm doing fantastic.
My apologies.
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
All right. I can't complain. Yes, it was very refreshing to hear everything that you are implementing and doing as your presidency for the Republic of New Africa. I guess I want to start off and just ask, so what started you down this path? Like, what happened, or was it an experience, or did you kind of just always knew, like, that you wanted to try to do the work that you're partaking of and undertaking now?
I mean, you know, I could have never imagined where I would be at this point in my life, yet this has always been my dream. You understand what I'm saying? I never, you know how you know what you want to accomplish in the world, but yet you don't know what that necessarily looks like in terms of the how, you know what I mean?
Right.
So in my notebook, I've always, from my whole adult life, I've always been about us first and building for self and our independence, right? And it just so happened that I came across the Republic of New Africa, be our vice president for some years back, and became a part of a unit that you and I was a part of, right, that lined directly up with what my goals and aspirations were. Like, it was direct lineup. I'm like, oh, this is perfect. And it was like alignment. So my whole adult life has been about, you know, the liberation of our people. I worked in an African Center school, a liberation school, for 7 years straight in my early 20s. You know, homeschool. I've always been about the health and well-being of our people, you know, liberating us on mentally, physically, spiritually, just from conditions and just bad habits that have put us in very horrible situations that really destroy them. You know what I mean? So it's always been my thing, my whole adult life. So, I mean, I didn't know how it was going to look, but this is just the journey, you know. I give thanks for having a home for you know, the work that I'm here to continue, you know, assist in continuing, you know what I mean? So it's just been alignment, you know, and I just really honestly just been very true to myself in terms of what I've come to the planet to do. You know what I mean? And hence we're here. And I look forward to, I give thanks for everything that has happened up until this point. And I look forward to everything that's to come, because we're about to do some amazing things. You know what I mean? So.
All right. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. You always... You always sound so upbeat. I love when I talk to you. I love it when I talk to you.
Yes.
So
I try to keep us affirmative.
Right.
Try
to keep
it affirmative, you know. We winning.
Yes, ma'am. So what are, I guess, you know, you said that you feel like this is what you were meant to do. Just you didn't know how it was going to manifest itself, but here it is now, and you just, you know, rolling with it, basically. What would you say to the next generation coming behind you? Like you said, this upcoming decade will be your transition to that next phase of your life. What is it that you would tell to those behind you, or that coming up, the youth, so to speak, if they are in, you know, situations where they may not feel that whatever situation it is, whether economic or social or political situation that they're in, it's not really what they want to do, or they don't really, you know, agree with it 100%. Like, what would you tell that young person coming up, knowing what you know now?
Listen to your heart, you know, like, listen to you, listen to your heart, your, that's what I would tell young people. You got to listen to your heart, you got to listen to you, pay attention to you, because society will lead you astray, you know what I mean? And people that think they know you can lead you astray as well, you know, because the nation needs our young people's gifts and talents. Their true gifts and talents, you know what I'm saying? And those things have to be cultivated, you know? So if you're spending time cultivating something else that don't got nothing to do with you, and that's not really your true gift and talent, you're jipping us. You know what I mean? So tap into your creativity as a creator on the planet, because that's what we need. We need those innovative thinkers to build this nation, you know? That's what we need.
All right, true indeed. Appreciate that. Like my co-host, Bomani, like to say. So with that being in mind, I mean, we know, you know, with the way the world is today, most of our images of ourselves come from the things that we hold in our hands, by way of social media, Facebook, Instagram. A lot of our new African children judge themselves based off the images that they see on these particular websites and social media outlets. How do we connect with them to get them to see their work and not have them reflect their self-worth based on some image that's propped up, propagandized, and basically created out of thin air by some software? What is it that we tell them to kind of bring them over to the side that we feel is where they have self-love for themselves, no matter what shape, form it comes in?
Well, I think it's our responsibility to create the propaganda as well. You know what I mean? Create the propaganda that gives them visuals of what it is that is beneficial to them. You know, visuals of people that look like them being beautiful and doing beautiful things in the world. You know? Building for self, living off the land, you know, just we have to create those visuals for the different demographics that we have, you know, showing them Black families, that being important. You know, we got to see these visuals, you know, because I follow a lot of families on social media because I have to see the visuals. It makes me happy to see, you know what I'm saying? So we gotta utilize those visuals, movies, cartoons, whatever the attention of our people are, we need to capture them there because that's where they are. So we gotta find them where they are, you know, and be dedicated to that.
All right. I appreciate that. Well, I guess in understanding that, I guess the only other thing that I would have to ask was, Madam President, as much as the term that you have left on this first go-round, whether or not you decide to run again or not, how would you grade what has already transpired and what has happened overall? You know, from the opportunities that may have arisen from interaction between ministries and other new Africans, how do you see or how would you forecast the next 2 years of your term to you, your first term, is it?
Transformative. you know. I would say transformative. We need a, it's going to be transformative. And I say that because of all the people that are involved at this very moment, the heart in their mind is in the right space and place, right? So it's going to be transformative. Like, we're just moving forward. We're catapulting forward, you know. We're willing to correct the things that need to be adjusted, you know, and we're moving forward. So it's going to be transformative. It's already been transformative, you know what I mean? Whatever we say we're going to do, we do it, you know? No matter how long it takes, no matter what the process is, we're committed to making sure that it gets done. So it's going to be transformative. You know, if nothing else comes out of that, if everybody involved is committed, it's going to be transformative.
And we're going to be getting closer. I like what you said. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, finish your thought.
Oh, I'm finished. That's the best way I can put it, transformative.
I got you. It's definitely good to hear that is what you foresee. And I appreciate your honesty and being able to let us know what you think. Because I would say, as being a part of that transformation, I am really interested to see where we go from here. And I really do appreciate you for your ability to be able to handle the presidency as you have so far. And that is actually all the questions that I have. So, Brother Bomani, do we want to try to open it up to other callers who may be on the line at this time?
True indeed. I'm going to open the line for a few callers.
If you have a statement, question, answer, please press 1. I'm going to open up for
a few callers or so. Let me see. I'm going to open up a line right quick. 901-292. You have any question, comment, or statement? Please just hold your time. Your line is open. 901-292. Your line is open.
Well, thank you, Freedom Land. This is Mama Ayo, First Vice President.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm just, in total agreement, and of course with the President. So, we both of us look forward to, you know, manifesting many, many, many great things. We had a wonderful face-to-face. It's always wonderful for comrades because we are in a technological society, but I do believe face-to-face is the best form of communication so that we see the heart and the spirit and the mind of new Africans. And it was, you know, a wonderful experience. We have a lot of goals and objectives that are being met slowly but surely. So I'm looking forward to just the next few months because we have not officially even completed a year of our administration. So all I can say is we're looking forward. We're very excited going forward with everyone. I yield.
True indeed. It's all about progress. About progress, you know. I know we had too many calls there, so I'm going to ask Samat, President Samat, to give us her final thoughts or leave with something to think about at this time.
I really want to just share with all the listeners that, you know, building for self and nation building for self, and I say nation building for self because everybody is a nation builder. It's just a matter of what building. And building for self is that's how we eliminate, we have the power to eliminate our issues and our problems that we are facing with a particular system, you know? So we all remedies have been exhausted. So we really don't have a choice. If we want peace, if we want harmony, if we want our communities to be strong, if we want strong black families, if we want all those good things that we as people really, really, really deep in our heart want, the only option is to build for self, is to build a nation rooted in righteousness, to build a nation that has those goals of creating a better people in a better world, you know? So I just want everybody, we don't have a choice but to do this work. That's it. That's how we're going to get there. That's how we're going to eliminate the problems in our community, the crime, the murder, the miseducation, and on and on and on, the healthcare issues, all of these different issues that we see within our society. When we transform ourselves into being new African and what that means, rooted in new African principles and universal law and order, I promise you, that's what we're there, you know? But we don't have a choice. We need to get on board, you know? That's just what it is. You can bring any arguments to the table you want. It all boils down to building for self. Not beg your enemy for to treat you just. It just doesn't happen.
True indeed. I appreciate you for them words, the inspiration and motivation. Brother Minister Akin, what are your final thoughts?
I would just like to reiterate. Again, thank you, Sister Sai, for the work that you've already done and will continue to do, for the New African Independence Movement, and I look forward to working with you further, as well as Minister Bumani, Mama Ayo, and everybody and all of our comrades, and I do agree with you. I do look forward to what's going to come. And I just want to say thank you to everybody. And although I was not able to be there physically in Jackson for the face-to-face, which I am sorely, sorely hurt about, it was good to hear everything that did transpire. And I'm glad that those New Africans who were there did get a chance to experience that, because I know if you believe half of what we believe in, that experience was just taking you to another level and to make you 100% whole in how you feel about becoming a new African and what we're here to do. So, again, I just want to say thank you to everybody, and I look forward to doing the work with everyone else. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for y'all service.
Yeah. True indeed. You know, my final thoughts are, if you're interested in learning more of the Original Republic of Africa, you can go on to our website, which is www.pg-rna.com. Upon going to the website, please create an account, sign in, and enjoy the contents. We also have a Facebook page called Republic of Africa, an Instagram page called PG_Republic of Africa, We also have a Twitter page called Original Republic of New Africa, where you can find us. Also on the website, there's a New African Census form, so you get counted the New African Nation. There's also a query, so you can ask certain questions and be directed to a particular ministry, directed to the particular person that can answer your particular questions. I want to say long live the New African Independent Movement, long live the resistance, and free all the cash and new African citizens, be they new African political prisoners or new African POWs. Free the land. And thank you all who are listening to our broadcast, and thank everybody in the current cabinet administration who's currently doing the work. We're in the war.
Free the land.
Vladimir Nesterov.